Penguin Random House Audio presents Alone Time. Four seasons, four cities, and the pleasures of solitude. This is the author, Stephanie Rosenblum. Introduction: Witches and Shamans. Paris, June. The taxi rolled to a stop in front of 22 Rue de la Poche Minerie. It was Saturday morning, before the cafe chairs were put out, before visitors began arriving at the old church, before check-in time at the little hotel with its window boxes of red geraniums. Cigarette butts and red petals were scattered across the sidewalk. I was alone with a suitcase and a reservation, and days to live however I chose. The average adult spends about one-third of his or her waking time alone. Me high, cheek sent me high. Flo. How are you spending yours? Scrolling Facebook? Texting? Tweeting? Online shopping? The to-do list is endless. But time isn't. Alone time is an invitation, a chance to do the things you've longed to do. You can read, code, paint, meditate, practice a language, or go for a stroll. Alone, you can pick through sidewalk crates of used books without worrying you're hijacking your companion's afternoon or being judged for your lousy idea of a good time. You need not carry on polite conversation. You can go to a park. You can go to Paris. You'd hardly be alone. From North America to South Korea, more people are now living by themselves than ever before. Single-person households are projected to be the